We're delighted to be in the final. We've worked hard all season for this, and we've been through the whole range of emotions today with the game, and we're delighted to be there. Top first half we were okay, second half they got the better of it, and then extra time was probably two tired teams really, to be honest, and you're probably looking at maybe a mistake, maybe someone doing something wrong, or maybe a moment of brilliance as well, but it didn't come, and penalties of us.
The fans were just different class, weren't they, today?
They're awesome side of fans, absolutely awesome. I'm just delighted for them, to be fair, that we've missed out on the league, and I think we've given them plenty of good football and plenty of excitement over the season. Hopefully we can do it again next Saturday for them.
You've got players in the squad that have won playoff finals, players in the squad that have lost playoff finals. Is experience a big thing, that they've been through this kind of thing before?
Sometimes, for some players it is, but you can go and lose two playoff finals and go and win the next one. So there's no real reference to it, you know. It is what it is. It'll be 90 minutes, like I said previously. The team that makes the best decisions in the day and is the coolest in the day will win the game.
And presumably that's a hope for you personally. You've got to win this run sometime of getting to playoff finals and then not getting over the final hurdle.
Yeah, I don't even think about it, to be honest. I don't think you put it down to one person whether you win a playoff final or not. It's down to a group, and the collective group wins the game or loses the game, not one person.